What is this consultation about? This consultation is about 9 health services delivered in our hospitals. They are critical care, dermatology, emergency general surgery, endoscopy, ophthalmology, orthopedics, radiology, stroke, urology. We have talked to you over years about how some of our hospital services are fragile. This is mainly because our clinical staff and teams are spread across lots of sites, and sometimes we rely on individual staff. Also, the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to affect us. It has left us with long waiting lists, gaps in staffing, made worse by shortages nationally for some healthcare staff, social care pressures, and more demand for health services. Some of our services have not been able to return to pre-pandemic activity levels. This means patients are waiting longer than we would like for some treatment and care. Given the challenges, we have developed a clinical services plan. This includes options to change 9 services. We think these changes would happen in up to 4 years from decisions about them. We also consider what further change could be made in more than 4 years. We aim to respond to the fragility of critical care and emergency general surgery services, improve standards and address staffing challenges in the stroke service, improve access to and reduce waiting times for planned care patients, ophthalmology, dermatology, urology, and planned orthopedics and diagnostics, which is tests or procedures to identify a disease or condition, endoscopy and radiology. Any future changes in these services may impact on how they are organised at our 4 main hospitals and in some community facilities. This consultation is for you and everyone who uses or may use our services and their loved ones and carers. This includes people who work with us, our students, or volunteers in our services. We also want to hear from organisations potentially affected by options, or people interested in health and well-being. We want you to tell us which proposed options you think are best to address fragilities in our services, improve standards, or reduce waiting times, concerns you may have about any of the options, or impacts you think they may have, thoughts you may have on the future role of our hospitals, anything else you think we need to consider, including alternative options or ideas you may have. The following points are decided and not open to influence in this consultation. Which service areas are part of this consultation? The overall direction of a healthier Mid and West Wales strategy, moving towards a wellness service rather than an illness service, developing a social model for health, supporting people through technology and other means to stay healthy, independent and in their own homes, significant capital investment to improve or replace old buildings, bringing together acute hospital services to make them stronger and improve standards of care.